Hi, I'm Jack.
I'm Christopher.
And we are here with Minister Damien English.
Okay, so I guess to start off with, where are you from?
I'm from County Meath. Good football and country down there. You know, you Hurling boys, you know. But I live from just outside kind of country, outside Navan town, centre of Meath.
What brings you here today?
The reason I'm here is I'm in my new job. I'm a junior minister with the government, and I cover the area of education and enterprise. And a big interest of mine is the whole future of maths and the STEM subjects in school, which is maths, science, technology, and engineering. So today is a major part of that, because it's all, you know, discussion of the Khan Academy and the supports it offers to students who want to do extra work in the whole area of maths, and in the talk about your MathLeads initiative as well. So I'm here to recognise the great work you're doing, and to also hear a bit of feedback from both the teachers and the parents involved in it as well.
Okay. And why is the tailoring of MathLeads so to the Irish curriculum important?
I think it's important because you want to, you know, any additional supports like this, it's best to work with the education system as well, and with the teachers as well, because then they'll be able to work with the young people who are taking part in it a lot more. The teachers will be able to embrace it, and everyone will come together, because it's important. A lot of work goes into setting out that curriculum, and the best use to get out of something like the Khan Academy or the various tools and the MathLeads initiative would be to help you with the existing curriculum. Because that'll help you in your exams and in your problem solving as well. I think both MathLeads is a way of encouraging people. You know, the bit of competition there, I think, is healthy. But also, it gets you involved in more teamwork and problem solving and collaboration. Because sometimes we go through our education system and we do maths here and we do English there and we do French the next day. We don't always join the dots together. It would be important for us that students doing maths and science and technology and engineering will be able to join the lot together, will be very good communicators, will be problem solvers, will work together in teams. And things like MathLeads helps to do that.
Do you really think it'll benefit classrooms around Ireland?
MathLeads? I think absolutely, there's no doubt about it. Any initiative that encourages it to put more work in and to give more thought to your maths and what you're actually doing in maths. Because when I was in school, and I'd done my Leaving Cert 18 years ago at this stage, there was more of a focus on memorising things and trying to, and you know, you thought you could learn honours maths by memorising. You actually can't, and you might get through an exam, but really and truly, in the long term, to have a career that maths, have a foundation of maths for a career, you need to go a lot further and be involved in a lot better understanding of it and the use of it, and to understand the concepts you're dealing with. And MathLeads and the supports of Khan Academy help you do that, to really get into it more and get in behind it and to use it more in everyday life as well.
How are you settling into your new job?
Not too bad. It's been a busy couple of months. I think I have this job now for 2 months, so the first couple of weeks during August, I would spend a lot of time in the department reading up all the briefs and meeting all the officials that I work with on a daily basis. And in the last 4 or 5 weeks, now that the schools are back, I spent a lot of time visiting schools and visiting the colleges. And I also visit a lot of enterprise units and businesses and try to see what the needs are of industry and business. And they keep saying to me they want young people to come through the education system to have maths and science and English and good communication problem solving. So I'm working, trying to bring the two together of education and industry, because that's part of my job, is to make sure that we have all you guys ready for the jobs of the future.
Thanks, Milo.
All right.
Thank you.